This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daniel Jeremiah was asked to throw in this year's draft class with last year's, and merging the two draft classes, how would he re-rank them? And if it tells you anything about how he feels about this draft class and how good last year's was, he had last year four tiers of quarterbacks, okay? This year, there is not a quarterback that would rank in the top five of quarterbacks from last year.
Okay.
His first tier was Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Yeah.
His second tier would be J.J. McCarthy.
Which,
verdict's still out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily fair, but okay.
His third tier is Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. And he added Cam Ward below Bo Nix in this.
I'd maybe push back against that as a prospect, but considering the year that Bo had, very easy to say.
As the prospect, arm strength, Bo had it. Mm-hmm. Accuracy, Bo had it. Mm-hmm. It was, he's old.
Yeah.
So is Cam Ward.
That's true. And yeah, Cam is not one of the young kids.
And
out.
I think the big knock on both those guys is Bo Nix was seen as a check down artist, mm-hmm. and Cam Ward is a gunslinger. Maybe going to do something crazy and go YOLO with the ball, right? And those are complete opposites, but they have those flags that are like, is that NFL worthy? Mm-hmm. Like, can you succeed really in the NFL with that? And then in the fourth tier, he had Michael Penix Jr. above Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So you would have Cam Ward would be the sixth best quarterback in last year's draft class. And Shedeur Sanders would be the eighth best quarterback in last year's draft class, which was incredibly loaded.
Yes.
All of those guys went in the top 11 or 12 picks in the draft.
Jaden Daniels maybe had the best rookie year of a quarterback we've ever seen.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Pretty good.
And even after all of the pomp and circumstance of Caleb and what went on in Chicago, his numbers were incredibly good at the end of the season.
But if you're sitting there and you're wondering, like, why in the world wouldn't, you know, the Tennessee Titans take a quarterback, or what is the apprehension of the Raiders or the Giants to take a quarterback? This is it right here.
It's a value ranking.
In that, if you even look at the guys who are below those top three in that first tier, those top tier guys, they went 1, 2, 3, right? And they went to teams that were all very, very bad, and they thrived. J.J. McCarthy, verdict is still out because he got hurt. We didn't see him. Bo Nix went to the perfect system, the perfect coach, and the perfect fit, and he thrived in that. And there were teams, you know, more than 10 teams passed on him for him to fall to Denver. Michael Penix was we have a pick at 8. We have a quarterback already. We are going to draft and stash Michael Penix Jr. And he ended up playing late in the year because Kirk Cousins was so bad. But think about that. The two guys that Cam Ward is under in Bo Nix and the guy that Shedeur Sanders is under in Michael Penix Jr., they went to the luxury pick systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like where it was, there is no perfect system than Sean Payton's for Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Penix Jr., it was, we're going to let you grow. We're going to take our time. But we think that if you're healthy, you can be that guy. Because that was a big knock on Penix,
right? Yeah, it was
right?
Health. That was the thing that knocked him down more than anything else. It wasn't performance.
That's why evaluators are apprehensive about Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you may see them not go number one or, hell, even number two overall, is because those two guys, it is system dependent. If Cam Ward went to Cleveland, I think that would work. So yeah. Kevin Stefanski... And
stylistically, it makes sense. 100%.
They're not void of talent.
No.
In weapons. They have some work to do, obviously. They were just ravaged by the injury mm-hmm. bug this year, and they had lost all hope and faith in your quarterback when he goes down. Well, before he even went down, yeah. You'd lost that faith and hope in him, too. So you can see why there is this apprehension of this quarterback class, because there is no Williams, Daniels, or May.
No, you have to do the year-by-year value slotting.
Yep.
Because depending on where you pick, number one, it ties to their salary as far as their first contract. There's, you know, the draft slotting. But beyond that, you need to make sure that, like, this is the nerdification of professional sports, but it matters. Mm-hmm. You need to, with higher draft picks... You need to make sure that you are getting value slotting, which is why when like Mike Mayock went out and drafted Colin Farrell and Alex Leatherwood way above their draft slots and grades, not only did they not, those players didn't work out because they weren't good enough, but now you're significantly behind the eight ball because you could have taken those guys later and you could have prioritized better players across the board, regardless of positioning. You need to make sure that you're getting, and that's why when you... It's like when you find a Tom Brady that late in the draft. It's not just how, or a Brock Purdy. When you find guys late in drafts that drastically outplay their draft slotting, it is such a monumental win for a franchise because you have to match those slotting regardless of position. But the thing is, because quarterback is so important in the most important position in sports, you talk yourself into this stuff over and over and over again.
This is going to sound crazy, but... There have been these rumblings of the apprehension of, can Brock Purdy be the guy in San Francisco?
There's been talk about the Niners moving on from him.
If you were to sit there and say, what are the best spots for Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders? Cam Ward, it probably would be Cleveland right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shedeur Sanders, or I'd say Cleveland, maybe the Giants, but I'm gonna pull the plug on that.
Yeah.
Cam Ward there, Shedeur in San Francisco. That would
got
be
weapons,
exactly
got
what
an offensive
he needs.
Line.
And you have a coach that will be get the ball out quick. That's the biggest thing Cam Ward needs to get to. He needs to get the ball out as quickly as he possibly can, because he held onto the ball for far too long. He's got. Or Shedeur, did I say Cam Ward?
Yeah.
Cam Ward, not that problem.
No.
Shedeur just holds onto the ball for too long. He would get happy feet in the pocket. If he had an offensive line, a coordinator, and weapons that he trusts, he could get that ball out quickly. That would be, if he were to follow, he won't. No. And he won't do it.
But
you could
ideally,
see it.
Sure.
And I don't think, even if Shedeur fell to them, I don't think they'd take him. Because they know that they need to get cheap in a lot of different areas. But that would be the fit for him if it isn't to the Raiders or the Jets.
It's a good place to land when you've got a bunch of other talent up and down the roster.
Yeah. Well, and that's what but the reality is that's what both of these guys need to thrive and be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.